Swooning over sexy vampires is reaching epidemic proportions.
I have to go.
He's gonna make a scene. The Volturi will kill him if he reveals himself in the sunlight.
No, Edward, don't!
I'm scared.
That's the trailer for the second movie in the Twilight saga called New Moon. It opens on Friday, and already it's breaking records with advanced ticket sales. As Jesse Baker reports, there are plenty of marketers hoping that Twilight vampires will sell more than popcorn.
Why wouldn't the goth teen clothing chain Hot Topic have a Twilight movie tie-in? But vitamin water?
This is the last time you'll ever see me.
Some thirst can never be quenched.
I know what he did to you.
Luckily, yours can. Vitamin water helps to fulfill your body.
Vampires don't even drink vitamin water. And they certainly don't eat cheeseburgers. But Burger King has a New Moon meal deal. You can even buy the film's hero, Edward Cullen, in the form of a Ken-like vampire doll, thanks to Mattel.
Essentially, the marketing machine is tapping every possible node of influence and every possible key point to pull in the widest possible audience it can. And I think they're doing a fantastic job of it.
That's Cindy Gallup, brand consultant and former chairman of the International Creative Agency, BBH. She says the New Moon vampires can appeal to even the most safety-conscious parents.
Meet the other stars of the Twilight saga, the C30 and the XC60 from Volvo.
The whole partnership with Volvo, as per the site whatdrivesedward.com, that has been very effectively leveraged and has brought Volvo to the attention of a much younger market than would otherwise be interested in it.
If you're the lucky fan to solve the puzzles on the website, you'll take home a Volvo just like Edward's. And malls across America are hoping to repeat the success of last fall's Hot Topic Twilight Tour. This time, Nordstrom is joining up, offering fans the chance to meet cast members from the film. The catch? You have to spend money in the stores. Joseph Laycock, the author of Vampires Today, says it's tough to envision hordes of teenagers lining malls awaiting a glimpse of Edward Cullen's literary great-grandfather.
Dracula, of course, has no sex appeal. He is hideous, and he's often described as being sort of like a leech. He has hairy palms and bad breath.
Edward Cullen, in the words of author Stephanie Meyer, has a voice that drips like honey from his lips, his eyes the color of golden butterscotch, and his skin literally sparkles in the sunlight. In short, he's irresistible for teenaged girls.
If you build a seriously engaged, seriously involved, seriously loyal, hardcore community around your brand, they will do your selling for you. And I think that's what the first Twilight movie did very effectively. It absolutely took its loyalist fan base derived from the books, and it used them to get to everybody else. And that's what they continue to do with New Moon.
Yet such broad-gauged marketing, says Joseph Laycock, comes with some real risks.
You can make the vampire more and more appealing and more friendly, but eventually, if there's nothing monstrous at all about it, then you've sort of killed it. By the time you have a vampire Ken doll, you're pretty close.
If Twilight's vampires can survive sunlight and the loss of true love, surely they can survive the transformation into a Barbie doll. For NPR News, I'm Jesse Baker.